You want to sit in your own chair? You want to sit in your own chair?
Here, buddy.
Come up here. Okay, sit in that chair then. Pull it up. Sorry, guys. Questions for Corey Barrett? Corey, congratulations on 400 goals. I know it has to mean a lot to you to hit that milestone. It's a mark not many guys in this league have hit.
Yeah, it's exciting. Like I said, it's a great personal accomplishment. But I have to give a lot of credit to the guys I've played with in the past, guys here. It's exciting. I mean, never thought growing up that I'd hit 400 goals in the NHL. I'm pretty excited and happy right now.
Corey, what does it mean to have your family here? I mean, that's such a huge part of everything, isn't it?
It is. They weren't around last year. To have them down here, to have the support, it's exciting. They do a lot for me, and it's nice to have around.
That 400 puck, is that going to go in Griffin's room, or is it going to be here?
It'll go in his room for a little while, and then once we get home, I'll put it in the trophy case and lock it up.
Corey, congratulations. I was curious, what goes through your head when you see the video tribute, and obviously you see all the goals you've scored over the years, but what particularly stands out to you in that moment?
Yeah, I had no idea that was even happening. I think it was in the middle of the ice, there's so many great moments that have happened over the career, there's a lot of things that have stand out, that have stood out. But like I said, I got to give a lot of credit to guys I played with, especially Brian Gutzlaff coming in, came together in Anaheim, played 14 years together, so he's the number one on the list for sure.
Did you know right away, did you know that was your goal? Did you feel it go off your stick?
Did I hit my stick?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Is it fitting that that's just kind of the way it happened? Yeah. It's just a typical Corey Perry goal?
Yeah, I guess. I didn't want the break, but I wanted to save it. I didn't want to shoot in the net. the way it happened and the way it went in, obviously being a foot outside the crease, whatever it is. So it's pretty fitting.
You mentioned a couple times how teammates have got you here. So as you're watching that video and you see all those highlights of everybody that you've played with and the teams that you've been with, like how much does that come flooding to the front when you see that?
Like I said, I think I only saw half of it. I was up in the middle of the ice. It was a timeout. There's a lot of good things that have happened over my career. A lot of moments that have stood out. So it's exciting to watch that, to reminisce, to go back and really think about how we got here, or how I got here, and how we scored some goals, and all those things. So it's an exciting thing.
You guys talk about how much you've meant to the group already in this kind of short time. What has this year meant for you, being around these guys and with this group?
Well, it's exciting. You can tell from day one when I got here how close they were. And how hungry they are. I don't see that going anywhere. It's a tight knit group in there. I'm just trying to fit in wherever I fit in and be a good teammate and try to help this team win wherever we can.
Score 400 goals. You got to be available year after year after year. Being healthy, how important was that to be able to show up every night?
Fortunately, I've been lucky. I've had one big thing happen, but that's behind us, behind me, and I've worked through that. I just love playing the game. I'll do whatever it takes to be on the ice and be available for the team and my teammates.
Going into this game, the mantra for the team was to have a strong start after so many days off. Do you feel you had that start tonight, and when it got to the end there and they pulled their goalie and it was, you know, only a one goal lead, did you kind of doubt in your mind that you might let slip away?
You know what? Probably wasn't the best start we've had. I think the shots were 9-4, but we were up 1-0, and then, you know, they tied it. But we started to find our legs in the last little bit of that period. The second period, we found our legs even more, and started to play the way we wanted to play. And then in the third, we just, you know, we clamped down. Got a big save by Vasi at the end, helped to pull us off his leg, whatever happened there. So, you know, you take those and you get 2 points and keep moving on. Thank you, Corey.
Thanks, Corey.